Thank you, Pastor. What a blessing to be here again tonight in service.
Amen, Jesus.
Service already been a blessing to our heart. Song spoke to us last night and again tonight. I appreciate that. Amen. Been of encouragement to our heart. That's exactly what we're designed to do.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And so I appreciate that. Thank you for worshiping the Lord, singing praises unto Him tonight. And I'm thankful for that. Down through the years, especially in the latter days, we even had older preachers than me. The pastor has been pastor a long time. Wonder what they can do to increase the crowd, what they can do to help the crowd that's there, and what they can do. And some of them looking towards games, gimmicks, whatever, things to do, and wanted my opinion. I say you ought to worship the Lord.
Amen.
Lift Him up, and then
Amen.
He'll take care of all that other that goes with it. We'll lift His name up.
Amen.
You don't have to do things to entertain or impress. You'll just worship the Lord, lift His name up. He'll take care and speak to the hearts
Amen.
Of the people. The sister said it right. God will get a hold of folks.
Amen.
Amen. That's not our responsibility. Our responsibility is to come and to worship and to praise and to lift up His name.
Amen.
And, of course, we understand He has to worship through us.
Sure.
He has to preach through us. He has to pray through us. He even has to praise through us. But if we're willing vessels and that we are pliable in His hands, He will do His work
Amen.
Through us.
Amen.
And then it will touch hearts and lives.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad to be here tonight. Would you pray for us for the next few moments?
Yes,
Genesis chapter 14, if you have your Bible. Genesis chapter number 14. I want to begin reading tonight with verse number 12. We begin last night with verse 14. Let's back up tonight and look at verse number 12. Preach from this passage tonight. As I told you last night, it was in my heart to preach on Abram. At least a couple of times from this chapter, and maybe three, but at least two, and maybe all week as the Lord would direct. That's up to Him. But we feel like this is what we need to do tonight. Genesis chapter 14, and we'll begin our reading with verse 12. Begin with verse 14 last night. We'll add two verses and go ahead and read again. The rest of the chapter, I don't think it'll hurt any of us to read these verses tonight and look at the Word of God. And again, I ask you humbly, you that know the worth of prayer, please pray for us tonight. Ask the Lord to help us. Verse 12 said, "And they took Lot, Abram's brother's son, who dwelt in Sodom, and his goods, and departed. There came one that had escaped, and told Abram the Hebrew, for he dwelt in the plain of Mamre, the Amorite, brother of Eshcol, and brother of Anor. And these were confederate with Abram. And when Abram heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his trained servants born in his own house, 318, and pursued them unto Dan. He divided himself against them, he and his servants by night, and smote them and pursued them unto Hobah, which is on the left hand of Damascus. He brought back all the goods, and also brought again his brother Lot, and his goods, and the women also, and the people. Yes. The king of Sodom went out to meet him after the return from the slaughter of Chedorlaomer, and of the kings that were with him at the valley of Sheba, which is the king's dale. Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him, and said, Blessed be Abram of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be the Most High God, which hath delivered thine enemies into thy hand. And he gave him tithes of all. The king of Sodom said unto Abram, Give me the persons, and take the goods to thyself. Abram said to the king of Sodom, I have lift up mine hand unto the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take from a thread even to a shoe latchet, that I will not take anything that is thine, lest thou shouldest say, I have made Abram rich, save only that which the young men have eaten, and the portion of the men which went with me, Anor, Eshcol, and Mamre, let them take their portion. Heavenly Father, we're thankful tonight You blessed us with the privilege to pray. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege to worship tonight. Thank you for the church you planted here and the good pastor, these that make up this body, this local assembly. Thank you for those that have come from other places tonight. Thank you for everything that's been done already, endeavoring to worship your name and bring honor and glory to your name tonight. Thank you for your wonderful presence. Thank you for answered prayer, dear Lord, that we've heard about last night and tonight. Thank you, dear Lord, for bringing us to this place. Thank you, dear Lord, for saving us and calling us to preach. I pray now you'd bless the reading of the Scripture. I pray, God, you'd anoint us afresh and anew as we endeavor to preach. I pray, Lord, I can be that vessel tonight you can feel, that voice you can cry through, and may the Word of God go forth from these lips of clay in the power of the demonstration of the Spirit of God. May the Word of God find lodging in the hearts and lives of those that are gathered here. I pray that every soul will be subject to the power of God and obedient to the Holy Spirit. I pray you reveal yourself to every person that's come through those doors tonight. I pray, dear Lord, tonight, dear Lord, we can see ourselves in the light of the Word of God and the light of eternity and the light of judgment tonight. Have mercy and do for us what we can't do for ourselves. And Lord, have mercy upon us. And Lord, don't leave us like we've come. And don't leave us unchanged. But work effectually and eternally that work that only you can do in our lives. And may we be submissive. May we be obedient and surrender tonight. Lord, as you do that, help us, I pray, above everything, get glory unto your worthy name. And what you're pleased to do in, through, and for us, we'll thank and praise you, for we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We thank you for standing tonight. While we read the Word of God and then prayed together. I want tonight to preach again from this passage, this chapter tonight, and we preached from it last night, and I tried to preach on Abram the hero. I want tonight to look at this this chapter again, and I want to preach out of verse number 13 on Abram the Hebrew. Abram the Hebrew. Oh my, what great things are in this chapter tonight. Now last night when we looked at Abram as the hero, we're looking at Abram the man. We're looking at him as that patriarch of faith. That man that walks with God. But when we look at him tonight, in the light of Abram the Hebrew, I'd like tonight to look at him, I see him as a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? As an example, as a foreshadowing, as a portrait of the Lord Jesus Christ. As a matter of fact, down through this Old Testament, thank God there are people, thank God there are places, my friend, there are particular things that speak of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you know, I want to know what my opinion is tonight, what it's worth. Tonight, I believe the Old Testament is full. My friend, of pictures, thank God, and portraits of the Lord Jesus Christ. When Jesus looked, my friend, at that crowd, my friend, that day, while he was on earth, and he said, search the Scriptures. Amen? They put much confidence in the Scripture. I mean, they were scriptural people. Amen? Oh, my friend, they put much stock in the law and the prophets. And Jesus said, search those Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. So I believe tonight this story of Abram the Hebrew, I God again testifies of the Lord Jesus Christ. And what he's done, thank God, for the sinner. And what he's done for the fallen sons of Adam tonight. Amen. Well, God help us. Now we started this reading tonight in chapter 12, and the Bible said, and they took all, they took Lot, Abram's brother's son. Amen. Oh, hear me. And so tonight, my friend, are the four kings. There were four kings, my friend, that had the rule and the authority, my friend, and the power over five nations. Those five nations and their five kings, and Sodom being one of them, King Bera, that we preached about last night, rose up in rebellion against those four kings. And when these four kings came and put that rebellion down, my friend, they didn't just put it down, but the Bible said they took them captive. Amen? Amen. And in taking them captive, that is the city or the land of Sodom, my friend, the Bible said they took Lot also. Anybody hear me now?
Amen.
This is the first time we've seen Lot since chapter 13 and verse number 12. In chapter 13 and verse number 12, Lot and Abram have separated. And Lot has chose the well-watered plains of Jordan to dwell in. And here's what the Bible said about him. And he pitched his tent toward Sodom. May I say this tonight, and you know it, let me remind you, you can never pitch your tent toward Sodom without not winding up in Sodom. Anybody hear me tonight? Most folks, my friend, that get away from God, most folks that go in the depths of sin, I never intended to go as far as they have went. Oh, hear me. They only meant to go a little way. My friend, the song said, we've sung it for years, a sin will take you further than you want to go. Hey, hear me. It'll keep you longer than you want to stay. It'll cost you more than you want to pay. Anybody hear me tonight? Here is Lot. Why does it pitch his tent toward Sodom? Well, we understand there's that division amongst their herdsmen. But can I say the luster, my friend, of Abram's altar? My God, the altar lost its luster to Lot. Are y'all hearing me? Oh, hear me. And when the altar, when the communion and fellowship with your Heavenly Father loses its luster in your life, when it becomes secondary, when it becomes a God prime importance, when other things rise above it tonight, you're pitching your tent toward Sodom, and you're heading for the wrong way. You're heading for captivity. Are you hearing me tonight? You're headed down the wrong road. Anybody listening to the preacher tonight? Oh, the luster of Abram's altar, my God, was gone for Lot. Oh, hear me. My God, how can I say to you, my friend, he saw the lights of Sodom instead of the lights or looking for the lights of that city.
Hallelujah.
Are you hearing me? Oh, are you listening tonight? Oh, my. And he abandoned his pilgrim character by pitching his tent toward Sodom. He didn't altogether give up the tent. In verse number 12, hey God, but he began to compromise with this world. Are y'all hearing me? And by the time we reach chapter 14, hey God, he's no longer in the tent. He's dwelling in Sodom. And when the kings take Sodom captive, how they take Lot, for he's in Sodom. Are you hearing me tonight? He's living down there. He's moved down there. He's traded his pilgrim
a pilgrim character. Don't let the lights of Sodom twinkle in your eyes. Have a deeper gleam of the glory lights of the lights of home and the lights of the city of God in your eyes tonight. Woo!
Yes, amen.
Amen. Oh, my.
Yes.
Are you listening to me tonight?
Amen.
Amen. Some of you been in the glory, witnessed the glory, witnessed the, the fellowship and sweet communion of the Lord tonight.
Yes.
Amen. But the last few days, the last few weeks, the last few months, something else got your attention. Something else is pulling you away from that that you have known in the past. And you're going to wind up like Lot. But down in Sodom, you're not there tonight. You're just pitching your tent towards that way. But you're going to wind up down there. And you say it's not too bad to be in Sodom, but oh, there'll always be captivity. Oh, hear me, friends. Thank God. In Sodom, it may not be immediate, but sometime or another, my friends, the God of this world is going to enslave you, and you'll find yourself captive. Oh, hear me. I'm living in Sodom.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so, the Bible said they took Lot and they took the city of Sodom, or they took the region or the land of Sodom, and they took the people, they took the goods. Oh, my. And our verse says that we're preaching out of tonight. Said that one that had escaped came and told Abram the Hebrew.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes.
Now, reckon why, out of all the people to tell, amen, that Sodom was captive. And I understand it's because he knew Lot was in the number. Amen. But why not tell somebody else? Hallelujah. Are you hearing me tonight? Why not tell somebody else? Why not one another? Why not one of the other Canaanite kings? Monarchs and rulers.
Sure.
Amen.
Amen.
Why this lowly individual that had come from Ur of the Chaldees? Amen.
Amen.
Are you hearing me? Because there was no one in the land of Canaan that was able or could rescue Hank on Lot or Sodom except Abram the Hebrew.
Amen.
Can I say to you tonight, there's only one that can save sinners. There's only one that can deliver you from captivity tonight. There's only one that can restore your joy and your fellowship. Woo! There's only one that can cut you loose from the bondage and the captivity that you've got yourself in tonight. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ. By the way, it's the first time in the Bible the word Hebrew is used. Abram the Hebrew. Thank God. And it simply means the one from the other side. Amen. Or the one from across the water. Amen. Are y'all hearing me? That's what it means. Thank God. In other words, nobody born, nobody native out of that country could help. It took somebody from the other side. Woo! Anybody hear me? By the way, that other side is mentioned in Joshua 24 and verse 3. Thank God. It's also mentioned in Joshua 24 and verse 15. It's the same, thank God, a Hebrew word translated in all three places tonight. Thank God. From that other side. From across the water. Abram was from the other side. From across the water. Oh, he was dwelling among them and living in Mamre and Hebron. I thought he wasn't from there. That is going to take somebody from another world, from another country, from the other side, to deliver them that were here. Woo! Hallelujah! Oh, hear me tonight.
4,000 years in the man's history, not one man that is born of woman that God can redeem Adam's fallen race. But I'm glad, thank God, there came one from the other side, from the other world. I'm glad there's one that stepped out of eternity and stepped into time. I got him, came down, and I see him the skyway of time, and in both of him came in the womb of the Virgin Mary, and was born, and he's the Savior, he's the Deliverer.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He's the Savior. He's the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Now, making the journey from Ur
praise the Lord
to Mamre or Hebron. Amen. Oh, my. Abraham or Abram, I should correctly say, amen, had to come across two bodies of water, the Jordan River and the Euphrates. Amen. Christ crossed the sea of time. Hallelujah. Stepped out of eternity into time. He also crossed the sea of transgression. Hallelujah. Are y'all hearing me? Oh, that gulf that existed because of Adam, thank God, and all of us that had sinned, and we couldn't make it back across. Woo! But when we couldn't get to where he is at, he came to us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bless his name. Thank the Lord. Amen. Well, it's talked about in Genesis 1 verse 7, and God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. There's your two bodies of water. Hallelujah. What about Psalms 148? Amen. And verse number 4, praise him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Amen. So he, thank God, came across for the water. Amen. Two bodies of water. The sea of time and the sea of transgression. And may I say this? He also came from across the waters, thank God, and he came through the water of a birth and the water of a baptism.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hey, are y'all hearing me?
Yes.
Woo!
Yes.
Hallelujah. And neither one of them made him the Son of God. He is already the Son of God. Hallelujah. Before he's born of a virgin, that just made him the Son of Man. Woo! Thank God, in that baptism, thank God, he fulfilled all righteousness. Thank God, submitted himself unto John the authorized, a baptizer, and followed the law. Are y'all hearing me? Oh God, it was tonight. Thank God, are you listening to me tonight? And he's the one from the other side.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Bless his name. Oh my. Jesus said in John 8:23, you are from beneath, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Anybody listening to me tonight?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Oh my. Notice they came to Abram, that one that had escaped. Amen. He said, there's one and only one that will be able to bring Lot back and bring Sodom back, and it's Abram the Hebrew. And so he told him, the one from the other side are across the waters. Not only that tonight, thank God, but notice the Bible said, for he dwelt in the plain of Mamre. Amen. Chapter 13, verse 18 says, he dwelt in the plain of Mamre, which is Hebron. Amen. He dwelt in fatness, and he dwelt in fellowship. He is the only man, thank God, born of a woman, hallelujah, that was born without sin and never sinned while he lived here.
Amen.
Holy, harmless, and separate from sinners. And he dwelt in absolute fellowship and communion with God for after 30 years. Thank God, and we hadn't seen him, and the world hadn't seen him, and we don't know much about what went on from the time he was age 12 and he was in the temple. I'm not asking and answering the questions of the doctors and lawyers of the law.
won't see him for the next 18 years until John baptized him in Jordan. But God said, I'll tell y'all, for the last 18 years, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. He put his approval on him. Anybody hear that tonight? And he did always all those things that pleased the Father. Well, hallelujah.
Amen.
Woo! Bless his name. Thank God. And he dwelt. Thank God here. Oh, I'm amazed, aren't you? Thank God. The Bible tells us in Matthew 1:23, how the angel said, you shall call his name Emmanuel, which is by interpretation, God with us.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. I'm talking about indwelling. Amen. John 1:14, John said the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and full of truth. Amen. Anybody hear me tonight? Philippians 2 said he was found, thank God, that he came in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man. Are y'all hearing me? Oh, God help us. 1 Timothy 3:16 said, without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. Amen. I'm trying to tell you, thank God he came down and dwelt among us. Hallelujah. Woo! He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came to his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, out of them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of the will of man, not of the will of the flesh, nor of blood, but of God.
Yeah.
Woo! Amen. Oh my.
Amen.
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 And so he dwelt.
Yes.
Amen. Secondly, hallelujah. The Bible said in verse number 14 and again in verse number 16, and when Abram heard that his brother was taken captive. Verse 16 said, and he brought again his brother Lot. Amen. Well, he's actually his nephew. And as a matter of fact, up to this time, he's always been referred to that. But now, he said, when he heard that his brother had been taken captive. Hallelujah. Oh, are you listening to me? Now you think about the Lord Jesus tonight. Hallelujah. Can I say, when he heard, we were taken captive. Amen. By the way, when do y'all think he heard we were taken captive? I think he heard, or became aware of it, or knew it before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
Before Adam ever breathed, I got the breath of life. The Lord Jesus Christ knew that Adam was of the human family. I got into sin, and depravity and degradation. Are y'all hearing me? And he armed himself. Woo! I got. He stepped up as the surety, the blood surety of the New Testament. Hallelujah. He said, now, Father, when you make man, thank God, in our image and in our likeness, and when he sins, thank God, I'll do what's necessary to purchase him back, to redeem him, hallelujah, to deliver him from that captivity. Anybody hearing me? Woo! Bless his name. How long has he loved us? Jeremiah said it right. He loved us with an everlasting love and in loving kindness. Oh, hallelujah. Has he drawn us? Can I say this? I got in himself. I got in eternity past. If that's the correct way to put it, I don't think it is, but it's the best way I know how. I'm going to describe eternity and eternity past. He loved us for that everlasting love. Hey, hallelujah tonight. He didn't start loving you at Calvary. He didn't start loving you the day you was born. He didn't start loving you on the day say you repented, but I'm glad, thank God, what a hard way it's going to be taken captive. He said, I'll love him enough, and then I'll lay down my life. Thank God, hallelujah. And then I'll purchase their redemption, and with my own blood, I'll buy their pardon. Thank God for a Savior tonight.
Amen.
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 Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Romans 8:29 said he should become the firstborn among many brethren. Hebrews 2 and verse 11 said, both he that are sanctified, he that sanctifieth and they that are sanctified are all of one.
Amen.
For which cause he's not ashamed to call them brethren.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Verse 12 said, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren in the midst of the church while I sing praise unto thee. Verse 17 said, wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren. Hallelujah. Oh, why? That he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. Hallelujah. Oh, he said, that's my brother-in-law. Hallelujah. And Christ, but taking on himself not the nature of angel, but the seed of Abraham. Abraham, cover in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, a condemned it in the flesh. Well, hallelujah, became our kinsman redeemer. Thank God, was willing to become our elder brother. Thank God, our goel. Hallelujah, tonight. Woo, bless his name. Thank God. And he went to the gate and paid the ultimate price how to purchase our salvation. And we're born again. Thank God, and we're redeemed not with corruptible faith of such as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ and without spot. Thank God, and blameless.
Well, bless his name. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless his name.
Yes.
Oh, my. Oh, he is delivered before the foundation of the world, but he is manifest in these last times for us.
Amen.
Abraham trained, armed his trained servants, and then pursued. Amen.
Amen.
Let's look at the third thing. Abram the Hebrew. Verse number 15, and he divided himself against them.
Right.
I walk a little cautious here, and I try to be cautious here. Amen. There is one God, but there are three manifestations. And in redemption, the Godhead, God, manifested himself as Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Not three gods, one God, but three distinct manifestations.
Amen.
Amen. Co-equal, co-existent.
Amen.
Are you listening to me tonight? Amen. But for the purpose of redemption, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
And on that cross of Calvary, and don't ask me to explain it tonight, I don't know how. On that cross of Calvary, when it got noonday and the sun should be positioned right over and shine its brightest, the sun went dark. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, and was blackened out. Amen. And the Son of God, amen, the one that was made flesh, the fullness of the Godhead bodily, cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
Amen.
And oh, it appears to me that there was division, or he literally divided himself as son. Oh, hear me. That innocent dying for the guilty. Oh, y'all hear me tonight? Oh, hear me. Oh, tonight, of the sinless one taking the place of the sinner, and God the Father judging of the sin of the world. Thank God, in and upon his darling son. Are y'all hearing me? God the Father is judge of the universe sitting on the throne, and the Son of God suffering. I can't explain how that, all of that, I just know it took place, and he divided himself. Thank God, to set us Are you listening?
Amen.
Amen.
Oh my.
Amen.
Oh my. Fourthly tonight, when we look at Abram the Hebrew as a type of the Lord Jesus. Amen. We look at verse number 16. The Bible said, and he brought back all the goods. And also brought again his brother Lot and his goods. And the women also. And the people. Amen.
Amen.
Now that's amazing to me. That everything that had been taken captive, and everyone that had been taken captive, was now brought back.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
May I say this to you? Everything we lost in the first Adam, in the last Adam, he bought it back.
Amen.
Bought it and brought it back.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Bless his name.
Yes.
And we're not lacking anything, thank God. Oh my. That we lost in the first Adam. As a matter of fact, I think we have gained in this last Adam over the first Adam.
Amen.
Well, that first Adam was a created being, but the last Adam is a quickening spirit. Thank God. And we are not just sons by creation. We're children and sons by birth. That means we are part of the family.
Amen.
Amen. And we are bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh.
Amen.
Is anybody hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Oh, I like it, don't you?
Amen.
Amen. Oh, my. I bless his name for that promise tonight.
Amen.
Thank God. Amen. Oh, can I say he's got it all? Now, 1 Corinthians 15:27 says, "For he hath put all things under his feet."
Amen.
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 But when he saith all things are put under him, it is manifest that he is accepted. Amen. Or, which did put all things under him. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. God's declared it to be so. It hadn't all took place yet, but it's going to.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
For there is yet the redemption of the body, the redemption of the purchased possession.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And how sure are we that he's going to redeem the purchased possession, that he's going to change the corruptible body into incorruptible, that he's going to change, hey God, this earthly tabernacle into a glorified body. Hey God, how assured are we of that? Hey God, we're assured in that he has given us the earnest of our inheritance, which is the Holy Ghost.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah. It's a down payment. Hallelujah. Woo! It's a surety money. God said, I'm going to finish what I started, and here's the proof. Here's the earnest money, and then I'll be back. I got it, resurrect the body, or translate it, or change it in the moment and the twinkling of an eye. Well, hallelujah. Let's hear his name. And Adam was given dominion over the fish. I got in the fowls and the beasts, but all that heaven holds, I got his ours tonight. My God, that are saved by the Lord Jesus Christ, for we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Got it all.
Yes.
Amen. Brought back his brother Lot. Amen.
Yes.
And the Bible said he brought again his goods and the women and the people. In order to get Lot, he got the whole bunch.
Amen.
His main intention was Lot. But to deliver Lot, he had to deliver the whole bunch. I'm not preaching anywhere close tonight. And Christ, in order to get the church, had to buy the whole world.
Amen.
To get the pearl, to get the treasure in the field, the pearl of great price, he had to buy the whole field to get the pearl. And to get the church, thank God, he died for the whole world.
Yes, he did.
Are you all with me tonight?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm still on now. I'm still preaching. Amen. For the love of Christ constraineth us. Because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead.
Amen.
He gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time.
Yes.
Who would have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth.
Right. Yes, sir.
Amen. Slice it any way you want to. Put it on a piece of bread, every way you want to put it on there. Thank God, He died for the whole world.
Amen.
He bought the whole world. Are y'all hearing me?
Amen.
Thank God, and He died for all because all were dead. And that He died for all, then they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto Him which died for them and rose again.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Are you listening? Amen. By the way, isn't it amazing that Abram with 318 trained servants in his house defeated four kings and delivered Sodom and all the people, all the possessions, and Lot and all his family?
Amen.
Amen. And here's the sad part. Though he had delivered them from this captivity of the four kings, they perished
right
in the fire.
That's right. Amen.
Are y'all hearing me tonight?
Amen.
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 What was wrong with Sodom? Ezekiel 16:49 said, "Behold, this was the iniquity of thy sister Sodom. Pride, fullness of bread, and abundance of idleness was in her and in her daughters.
Godhead.
Neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and needy, and they were haughty, and committed abomination before me. Therefore I took them away as I saw good."
Right.
After being delivered from the captivity of the four kings, I'm not talking about being saved tonight, I'm talking about them being delivered from that bondage. They committed abomination. They were haughty.
Yes.
Amen.
Right.
The Bible said they are for an example to them that afterward should live ungodly.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Slice it any way you want to. Talk about it any way you want to talk about it. Amen.
Yes,
try to justify it any way you want to. But God said, when they committed abomination and were haughty against me, I took them away as
Amen.
I pleased.
Amen.
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 Amen. That sodomite lifestyle will bring swift judgment
Amen.
And destruction.
Amen.
It did on Sodom and Gomorrah, and it will on America.
Yes, sir.
It will on the United States or any other nation.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Amen.
God help us.
Amen.
Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people.
Amen.
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 The wicked shall be turned into hell with all nations that forget God.
Amen.
Read Romans chapter 1. And when they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God turned, I gave them up, and God turned them over.
Amen.
Are y'all hearing me?
Amen.
To a reprobate mind. And they're going to believe a lie and be damned. Anybody hear me tonight?
Amen.
Amen.
Right, preacher.
I do not preach it tonight.
Lord, help our people.
Yes, sir.
With any hatred or malice in my heart
Amen.
Towards anyone tonight.
Amen.
Nor an arrogant spirit tonight, but I'm telling you, friend, oh Lord, it's a sin of reprobation. It's a sin of the last days, and it's the last sin just before judgment.
Amen.
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 Are you hearing me tonight?
Yes, sir.
And if you can, run tonight. If you can, get in Christ tonight. If you can, run and lay hold on the hope set before you tonight. How far as sure as Sodom and Gomorrah, I went under God. How mercy will bring us into judgment for the same thing.
Amen.
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 Preaching right, preaching. Amen, preacher.
Yes. There are times that it's made me very mad and very angry.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
I'll say it this way. It may be a little comical. I don't mean it comical. I just want to say it this way. Because there's truth in it. I was preaching several years ago at a place, and a fellow had come to hear me, and he wouldn't come in to the service till I got up to preach. And after the service, he was so country. Oh, country is cornbread. You wouldn't believe that country. And he said, "Preacher, I apologize for not coming into the service earlier than I did." He said, "But that fellow leading singing stirred up my blood." You know what he's talking about. Now don't that look at me like that. Amen. He said, "I just couldn't take it, so I just had to wait till he got through and then come in here and hear ye preach." Amen. Oh my. I don't know that there's not been times that it stirred my blood.
Amen.
But you think about a nation tonight.
Amen.
The Supreme Court said it's okay. Same sex marriage. And on our beloved White House, they lit it up in the rainbow colors.
Yeah.
Are you hearing me tonight? Oh my.
Amen.
I'm telling you, my friend, tonight we're headed for judgment.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Abraham the Hebrew delivered. Christ did go to Calvary. He did die. His blood is sufficient to save every sinner that comes to Him on the gospel terms of repentance towards God and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. But men with their own willful rejection and refusal to come will perish!
Amen. Amen.
You hold the truth in unrighteousness, you'll perish tonight. Oh, tonight. Would you come to the Lord Jesus tonight before it's everlasting too late? Would you look to Him and be saved tonight? Let's all stand, please. Let's sing a song of invitation if it's all right, Pastor. If you need to use this altar, please come tonight. Abram the Hebrew, a type of the Lord Jesus Christ, the man from the other side, the man from across the waters, Jesus Christ, the one that came from above, the only one, from the bosom of the Father to the womb of the Virgin. Oh my.
Amen.
Oh my.
Amen.
He's the only one that can save you tonight, the only one that can help you.
Amen.
Do you need to come to Him tonight? Are you here in our service tonight and you're living like Lot? The altar's already lost its luster to you. The tent seems too confining. You're looking for a little more excitement in the life of the city of Sodom. But you don't realize tonight. You don't realize. Lot partially had to depart from Abram because they had so much. But he lost it out of it himself.
Amen.
Have we ever been of it?
Yes, sir.
He lost everything he had. Even his own integrity.
Amen.
Are y'all here to be tonight? And fathered his own grandsons.
Amen.
Are y'all hearing me tonight?
Amen.
What a shame and a disgrace.
Amen.
And I'd never know. I would never believe it. I would never take it. That Lot was even a righteous man had not the New Testament told me that.
Amen.
Where are you at tonight? As the Lord spoke to me. Do you need to get right? Do you need to get saved? Do you need to pray? Do you need to call on the Lord? While the sister plays and sings, God's called it tonight. Won't you come?
Strengthened, it is small, child of weakness.
him to fill